Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.
Yes, we have reached that time, Friday Live, thanks to McLeod's Brewery. And today we're lucky enough to have in the studio Ecomatica with Matt, Jolly, AJ and Scott. Kia ora, guys. Thank you for coming in. I think we just want to start off with you guys released an album last month, self-titled. Yeah. How long has that process been since the start of making that?
Oh, I mean, we kind of started off really sort of throwing around some sort of acoustic covers, and I think that really allowed us to sort of figure out our sound and where all of our influences overlapped. So we probably started writing about a year ago. Yeah, so it's been about a year. Went and recorded with Darren McShane, so that was just super cool because it's this whole analog process, which is like a really fun discipline to get into.
Awesome. And how long has Ecomatica kind of been a thing for? Like, how long have you guys been together?
I think it was like just before COVID, because we definitely did some like out in the garden, you know, sort of 10 meters apart practices during those years.
Right.
We still do, yeah. We just don't like being close to each other, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, you know, you guys have kind of switched it up by coming to the BFM studio, and it's nice and packed in.
Yeah, she's tight.
Yeah. Now, how would you guys kind of describe your music? Because, you know, in the blurb here it says if you like kind of slow dive and kind of that. Because you're from Manchester, is it? Or a couple of you guys from Manchester.
We've got two Mancunians in the band. Yeah. So, there's definitely some influences from there. But I've been in New Zealand for sort of 10 years now, AJ 15. And, absolutely, like, love the music. It comes out in New Zealand as well.
Yeah.
I think it's like there's definitely a strong kind of Indietronica side of it. And I think it's just really kind of quite immersive and cinematic. And I don't know, we just kind of like creating cool vibes that we enjoy.
Yeah. And now you guys, I've heard that you guys work regular day jobs and you've, you know, it's so, I imagine it's hard to balance, you know, boss, oh, can I go and play on BFM? But they're nice enough to let you guys come here, so that's great.
Hopefully my boss has stopped working and is listening right now.
Yes, shout out to the bosses if you're listening in. Okay, we're gonna swing these mics around and let you guys get into it. So yes, this is Ecomatica.
Thank you.
All right, that was Love Isn't Always. It was our first single, and I feel like BFM just really got behind it, so we're just like incredibly grateful. And for the McLeod's beers that they guys are really enjoying.
Yeah, shout out to McLeod's.
Long Border Lager, very good.
Yeah,
nothing like a beer on a Friday.
This next song is Heartbeat. It was the first song we wrote sort of in the COVID years, and sort of all about that feeling of being out in nature. And having come from Manchester, I still sort of pinch myself quite regularly that I get to live here, because it's kind of gorgeous. So. So we were going to play another song from the album, but seeing as how the wonderful and iconic Manny from the Stone Roses died this morning, and two Mancunians in the band, we're going to attempt a Stone Roses cover. We've all sort of practiced it separately at home today, so we don't really know what's going to happen, but
it's an exclusive. Yeah.
Hopefully he's not rolling in his grave, so we'll see how we do. I'm amazed that worked out.
That was phenomenal. Oh my God.
So that was for Manny.
That was for Manny.
Stone Roses.
For Manny.
Shout out Stone Roses. Wow, a lot of fans in the text machine of that cover. Well done. We got the BFM applause, seal of approval from the listeners. Wow. Thank you guys so much for coming up and sharing all those songs with us. Now, you guys got some gigs coming up.
Yes, we do. We've got a bit of a rescheduled gig with Napoleon Baby and Jethro Clark on December 12th. So I think all the info on that will be on our Facebook and Insta and Napoleon Babies as well.
Fantastic.
Yes, and we've got a next single coming out on December 5th.
Cool.
Which is Technicolor Dreams and kind of cute and romantic, I think.
Are those singles leading up to like another kind of album or some kind of release?
I mean, Alan's kind of sort of chomping at the bit, really. So I think Alan's writing up a storm. We're really excited.
We're working on an EP for early next year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are knocking them out.
Yeah. Well, nice. Matt's just had another baby, so we're slight pause, but she's sleeping really well so far. So.
Okay.
Who needs sleep energy?
Yeah, so no band practice at your house.
Oh, shout out to my lovely wife for allowing me to continue.
Hell yeah. Shout out. Awesome. Thanks, guys, and all the best.
Thank you.
Bye.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery and NZ On Air.